You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Generosity, huh? Let's talk about it. Generosity as a business strategy, is that something that you as a business owner are incorporating into your everyday, maybe your marketing strategy or just your business overall culture? So generosity is a beautiful thing because we as human beings, we are all designed to kind of need one another. We are better in community. So what better way to show our appreciation and our adoration and gratitude than to be generous? And there are so many ways you can be generous and have impact on others' lives without even spending a dime. So this is not monetary only, but yes, monetarily, you know, monetary gifts can indeed be part of a business generosity strategy. But today's topic of generosity is going to be something that we as a group, this Tech with Heart nonprofit initiative to utilize technology in a way that drives human connection is the group that we're going to be having as part of our discussion today. And what I really want to know is their opinions on what strategies are they either using in their business and or what are they seeing in other people's businesses when it comes to generosity strategies that are working. So without further ado, I would like to just go ahead and welcome our wonderful guests here in the Tech with Heart Network to come up on stage by raising your hand. The question is, what is the generosity you are using in your business? How is it being effective? Or what generosity strategy are you seeing others using that you see being effective? Let's go ahead and show a raise of hands. Who would like to come up and share first? Barbara?
So Purse Strings is all about generosity. Everything we give to women is free. So it was built on a model where we want to provide women free online tools and resources so they can make smart financial decisions for themselves and for their families. For the destination location at Purse Strings, so that women have one place to go without being pushed to sale or a service, where they can just get their questions answered. And then when they're ready to engage with a financial professional, we've already done the hard work and vetted all sorts of different financial professionals who want to reach and engage and serve a female market. So our whole model is on free products and services and information and resources for women.
So Barbara, how is that working for Purse Strings?
They love it. Women now feel like they have. A woman said to me, I feel like at the end of the day, when I close my laptop, I know I have a trusted resource. So if she wants to buy a house, going through divorce, gets a windfall, has to move, anything that happens where women have to make a financial decision, it impacts their finances. We have those professional resources at her fingertips now just to come and access our Purse Strings approved professionals.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing. Barbara, would you mind just introducing your full name and then your either your title or the name of your company, please?
Of course. Yes. Barbara Provo, founder at Purse Strings.
Fantastic. All right. Next, we have Rachel Leroy.
Thanks, Michelle. I am Rachel Leroy with HipMaps. I'm founder and CEO. And I have a page on my website called Spread the Love. I have it split into a few sections. The first one explains the charities that I donate a percentage of profits to. The second section talks about the referral gifts that I give to everybody who sends referrals my way. And then the third section is kind of my favorite. It's a list of companies, organizations, people that I recommend. And it's broken down into several different categories, and I link back to their websites so that I'm helping them with their SEO and I'm helping spread the word about what they do.
So that's right there, multiple different strategies. And the idea of you recommending people or services or businesses on your website is just like you doing it word of mouth, person to person. So what a great strategy and you're backlinking. So all those of you know anything about digital marketing and SEO and just online search engine optimization, then having other people link to your site from their site and vice versa, it's called backlinking. And it's actually a very powerful way to build up your authority online. So well done, Rachel. You just gave us some really great strategies. And how are those strategies working for your business? Can you tell us a story maybe, or somebody that has gone to that page and said, wow, Rachel, thank you so much. Is there anything like that been happening in your business?
Yeah. And I think it comes from all different pieces. I've had great feedback on all of the different pieces. And I think that the referral gifts are probably the ones that are the most appreciated that I hear about, of course, because you know, it really is a tangible gift for their efforts in referring my business. And I've also been able to introduce a lot of the people that I have recommended on my website. I've been able to introduce them to each other so that they can further collaborate or use each other's services.
Well, so word of mouth referrals are another great generosity strategy. So let's just say you as a business owner, you say, okay, well, I don't have a lot of monetary resources to just give away because maybe you're starting out. Who knows what your situation is? But your generosity and the willingness of you referring others' business, that is huge. Every business owner knows that word of mouth referrals are by far the most profitable referrals, because the person that's referring you to this other person, they're probably going to likely trust that person's referral. So that is a huge gift. Great generosity strategy, Rachel. Who would like to share next on their generational? Okay, Lorraine, go ahead and come on up and introduce yourself and unmute.
Unmute works better. So Lorraine Lane, I'm a business coach, and for generosity, you know, with the pandemic, small business owners have suffered quite a bit. And so I decided to up-level ways of connecting people, building on what you were talking about with referrals, so important. So connecting people in a way that gives them much more traction, if you will. So when I refer someone, I meet with them, tell them why I'm connecting them. And so business gets done faster. And so I don't do that lightly. When someone is a good referral and I think business can be done with them, I make it happen. I don't just exchange information. So that has been working really well, and more business is getting done, and small business owners are grateful for that because it speeds up the process and helps to keep some businesses in business.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to share with us how it's actually working. So it's one thing to say what you're doing, and then it's another thing to share how it's working. So you're already getting feedback and you're seeing that people are really appreciating your efforts to go above and beyond, not just your referral, but like make it happen, make that connection happen.
Yeah.
Because that is what's they're gonna remember. So the neat thing about generosity is that it's not always the gift itself, it's the act of giving that people genuinely really love. And it resonates with their soul, their spirit, their personality. They connect with you on another level when they see that you're overly generous. And the idea is that I've heard some people say, well, Cal, how do I not give away so much in my business? Because that's the stuff that I want to get paid for. I can't give away everything. And my response to that is like, look, it's generosity is a frequency. If you put out there that you are a giving person because you genuinely do actually care about your client's success, then what you're going to get back from that frequency is like mindedness. So you're going to see that people may end up just hiring you because you're so generous, and also because, of course, they need what you have. That's kind of a clincher there. But yes. You don't want to hold on so tight to what you have that your hands are not open to receive what mm-hmm. you could have. So that's a good analogy too. If you're gripping, your hands are closed and your mind is a little bit closed. But if you're open, your hands are open to receive, then you're actually allowing it to come into you and flow into you. So think about that for a second. I think it's probably going to be impossible to outgive. Right. I think we're safe. Go ahead. Just genuinely care. I think that's another thing, is don't give with the intention to receive, because that doesn't feel like it's generous. It's like an if-then statement. It's conditional. Let's do an unconditional give and let's just test it out. Test it. I dare you. Test it for 2022. Put a strategy in place that you're going to be generous in this one particular area of your business every single month. And you're going to be intentional to do it, like Lorraine. I intentionally show up to make sure that my referrals connect rather than just do an email introduction and let it be all their issue. You know, she's going above and beyond and she's generous to do that because time is money. So what about you? What are you going to implement in 2022 and test it and come back and share with me what happens when you test it and you see that, whoa, this is a strategy that works. All right. Who else would like to share on the panel today? Shiri, do you want to share?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure. I can share. So I'm Shiri Gabriel with ACN, and we are a concierge service of utilities. We're actually known as the Amazon of utilities. And we actually do a few things in terms of generosity. So first of all, we're affiliated with the local food banks, so Feeding America. And so every time that we acquire new customers, we actually donate back a meal. We work with the Ronald McDonald House as well. And, you know, ACN is actually the number one donor of Ronald McDonald after McDonald's. So that's pretty cool. And in terms of, you know, referrals being an act of generosity, we, you know, for every five customers, when people refer five customers to us, their service is free for life, as long as those customers, you know, remain our customers. So we've helped quite a lot of people not pay for, you know, those utilities like internet and cell phone and, you know, cybersecurity, which is, you know, it adds up. So I think that's pretty cool when we can help family and friends, you know, and anyone else just get those services for free. And on a personal level, I really believe exactly what you said, Michelle, you know, the whole idea of the universe and how it works, right? And just giving without any expectation. And LinkedIn is really the platform that I use to do that, to really connect with people, collaborate with people. You know, it's all about relationship marketing. That's really what it is. And so I've been able to connect. I'm really a master connector, and I do that from the bottom of my heart. I've connected so many people to different opportunities and to other people, just so we can help, especially in the last 2 years where, you know, it's been very difficult for a lot of people. So that's something that I do on a daily basis, and I love it. So anyone who wants to reach out to me and whatever you need to be connected to someone, please do so. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd be more than happy to help you in any way that I can. Thank you, Michelle, for the opportunity.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yes, thank you for being here. So let's break that up. She actually listed three very, very, very powerful generosity strategies for businesses. One is affiliate yourself, your business, with a nonprofit that has a social impact that connects deeply to either your core as an individual or your core as a business, your core mission and purpose. So Tech with Heart is a nonprofit initiative. My for-profit company, Revealio, is the main sponsor for the Tech with Heart initiative. So it is a win-win. And if you know of a nonprofit that you would love to align yourself with as a business initiative, think of Tom's Shoes. Remember when Tom's Shoes came out with the idea that if you buy one pair of shoes, they will provide another pair of shoes for a child without shoes in a third world country. And so you're going to buy shoes anyway because you like their shoes. But then when you know that your purchase is going to have social impact directly on a child who needs a pair of shoes, holy smokes, how much more incentivized and excited are you about that purchase? It's useful, but it feels better, right? So think about that as a generosity strategy. What nonprofit would your business be of benefit to partner up with in that capacity? And then the other one she said is that her company ACN rewards people for referrals by giving them lifetime services for free after so many referrals. Well, holy smokes, not everybody's in position to do that, but that is phenomenal to reward people for consistent referrals. Everybody loves prizes, like everybody. So I'm always an advocate for talking about gamification. However, you can implement gamification. People, consumers, they're looking for an experience, but they love rewards. So if you can reward them for an experience, whoo, you just like hit the creme de la creme on that one. Businesses are looking to connect and relate to consumers and their needs. And so it's a give and take, right? But if you can reward people for referrals, whoo, that's a really great thing. And then I can't remember what the last one was, Sherry. Do you remember as far as you on a personal level?
The whole idea of relationship marketing and just collaboration on LinkedIn and being able to connect people with people.
Thank you. So that was the other part, is that here's another super easy non-monetary way to show you're a generous business or a generous person. And that would be to write reviews for other businesses that you have done business with, because what that does is it's twofold. One is you really make them look good, which is so beneficial for businesses, especially small businesses. We should have each other's back big time, not competing with one another, but uplifting one another and supporting one another. And that is the backbone of America, is small business. So if you're able to go to either their Google or their LinkedIn or on Alignable is another great resource that's coming up, especially for small businesses, go and leave a review that is authentic. So I'm not an advocate for people leaving reviews just for the sake of reviews. If you have not done business with this person, then how can you speak to their quality of business? If you have known this person, you can speak to the quality of their person, but you should not be putting things out there that could come back and make you look as if you're an inauthentic business because you're just out there slapping reviews out to just make yourself look generous. Again, this is not about what you get back. Let's be real, let's be authentic, and make others shine. And what ends up happening is that when people see that raving review, and if you write your reviews, because we're always marketing our business, right? If you write those reviews in a way that helps others understand what services you provide, then it's a win-win, because somebody's going to read that review. They're going to appreciate the fact that you took the time to write the review, because now they're making a better informed decision. And if they really like what you wrote, they might just click right there on your name. And guess what? Voila, they go off to your profile or your business. Somehow it's associated and you're going to be discovered. So it's a win-win-win. So write reviews for your fellow business owners as often as possible. I always ask at the end of these Empower meetups on Tech with Heart, hey, could you write Tech with Heart a review? How are you liking what we're doing? Share from the heart and also share a little about who you are and what you're doing. So we have one more panelist. Sandy, are you open to coming on screen and sharing any generosity strategies? Okay, can you just unmute your microphone and come on stage and introduce yourself, please?
Hey, hello, everyone. Nice to see you all. I'm Sandy Raleigh. I'm a digital marketing expert, been doing this for 23 years. And what I used to do is choose two nonprofits a year to donate a website and or digital marketing services for. The first year that I implemented it, the two websites that I donated won two Webby Awards, which was kind of cool. You know, I helped two wonderful nonprofits that I really cared about, issues that I cared about. And then they had submitted my website design work to the Webby Awards, and I won two of them that year, which was cool. Fast forward to before COVID, I would do free marketing workshops. I know that you're saying, oh, everybody does free marketing workshops. I would have 60 to 100 local businesses show up in person at a coffee shop, and I would do a mini marketing plan for each business to ask the question, just right there in the spot. This is what you needed to do. This is how you do it. And obviously, you know, in me doing that, I helped them. My goal, my mindset was, one, this will keep me sharp and I'll learn new stuff, because I did with every marketing session or group that I did. Because I don't know everything. I've been doing this for a while, but I don't know everything. And so that was a huge value to me, but it also got the word out about my services. It also proved my worth before they invested a penny in me. And I always got 2 to 3 new clients every month for doing that. Now what I'm doing, because I can't meet in person, is I do 15-minute phone calls, which I'm looking for a way to scale that better. I'm thinking about maybe doing a group on Alignable. I'm not sure at this time, but I love helping people. That's, you know, I'm competitive, but I also love to actually give real value, right? I'm a kind of a no BS kind of person. So those are the things that I've been doing for years, and it helps my community, and it helps me as well as a woman-owned business.
That's very generous to give that much of your time and to show that you genuinely just really want to help. That's why I'm showing up every single week to Lead Tech with Heart, because it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to build a legacy of generosity. Like, I want to help people. I want to help them. I want to guide them. I want to connect them, all these things. So this is all fantastic. Let's move into the tech side of things, because Tech with Heart, after all, we just discussed the heart part. Now let's just talk a little bit about some technologies that either you use or you've seen use that would be part of the implementation portion of the generosity offerings that you're making. Let's just go ahead and see if anybody wants to share what they're using when it comes to tech or platforms, technology platforms. Does anybody have anything that they want to share? Otherwise, I can start and get the ball rolling.
LinkedIn's been great here lately. LinkedIn's been really good. They've opened up their organic reach. I've been on LinkedIn since they opened, and I would share something just to have something useful out there, which is another huge thing that you can do to help your potential customers build a relationship with you. But I might get 1 or 2 likes here lately, this last month. LinkedIn has really opened up the organic reach. I think they're really making a play to help small businesses finally this year. So that's a platform that
That's a great place to, it's a powerful business social media platform. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to share? What are you using? How are you going about giving people your gifts? How are you letting them know about your gifts, your generosity strategies? Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, we do a lot of Facebook Lives. So we use that platform a lot. We use StreamYard to StreamYard through lots of different Facebook Lives. So we can target different groups that we want to speak to. For instance, we have a few Facebook groups that are 50 women who are 50 plus who are looking to retire, and they're curious about Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, retirement planning. And so we can present our professionals through that platform, and also we do stream it into LinkedIn as well. So we get the professional end of it as well. So those are some of the technologies we use every week.
Perfect. Rachel?
You mentioned Alignable, and I think Alignable is really up and coming in a couple of different ways. It's the, you know, you can do the usual posts that you would do on, you know, LinkedIn and other social media sites, but I found that in groups, there's a lot of groups on Alignable. And if you can find a group, like the Tech with Heart group is one, and I've had a lot of great success with other groups that are specific to my industry. And when I write a blog that would be helpful for their clients, then I post inside of the group, it's far more likely to be seen by a lot of people that I'm not necessarily personally connected with. But it's a really great way to get the word out there that you have something to share with other companies who have clients similar to yours or in a similar industry.
Yes, Alignable is actually like a mix between the warmness that originated with Facebook and then the business centric side of LinkedIn, but it's specifically focused on local small businesses. So I'm a fan of their platform. I host the marketing, media, and publicity group in there as well. And we keep it conversational. It's not all like everybody is blasting all their promos everywhere because it has to feel relatable. Those are great tools. And anybody else? All right, I'm going to go ahead and list a few. Raise your hand if you have something to add. Some of the technologies that I recommend utilizing are like text keywords to a certain platform. Like I use Textify Y. It's an unlimited keyword strategy platform where I can have people text in a certain keyword, like text free gift too, you know, and then I give them the phone number. And then when they do that, they receive a link and then that they click on that link and it takes them right to that landing page where they can go claim the gift. So that is a tool. Email. The email is a very, very powerful way to convey the message, but then also deliver the gift itself. So let's just say you did get people to come to a certain landing page. They have to provide their email information in order for you to send it to them. So that can be all set up and automated so that you don't have to actually manually do any of that. So that's another way. Landing pages. There are so many different platforms where you can build a landing page that builds up the value of the free gift so that people can get even more excited about the free gift before they just give you their name and their email. So those are, that's another technology you can utilize. Like I use Aweber, which gives you the opportunity, which is an email marketing platform that also gives you the opportunity to create a landing page without going to your website development team and creating anything on your website. So it can be a standalone page for a free offering. Let me see, what else am I thinking that I, oh yes, Messenger, Facebook Messenger or bot tools. You can utilize those so that they can show up on your website so that somebody can just click that, a little pop-up opens where they can go enter their information to claim a free gift. So there's a lot of automated tools that allow you, the business owner, to just give freely without taking up more of your time. So anybody else have any aha moments after I started listing a few things?
So something that I started using, Michelle, because I do a lot of Zooms and Zoom presentations. So Facebook Messenger it has become a great platform for me to do presentations, especially kind of last minute, right? So when you have a group, so say you have Revealio group, right? You can literally send, you know, messages, right? And call people on Messenger that are in your group. So they get the call, they answer it, and all of a sudden you have, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 people that join in the call and you can start a conversation. You can start a presentation. You can, you know, promote something. And it's so great. It's so instantaneous because people just answer, right? Their phone is always with them, always. So that messenger, you know, you get a call, you answer it right away. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a group, right? And it's funny. Sometimes people are like, oh, what is happening? It's almost like you walk into a party. So if you make it fun, if you make it, you know, just informal, fun, you know, and you make people understand that's what it is. We're just going to have a conversation. Let's talk about this topic. You know, those who want to stay, they stay. Those who want to leave, leave. But it's very effective, efficient, instantaneous. We do about 10, 15 minutes of a fun conversation, fun topic, promote something. And off we go. That's it. So it's pretty brilliant. And you can share your screen as well. There's all these Zoom-like, what do you call it, applications or tools.
It's very interesting. I've not had anybody share that they're using the call feature. So what I like to suggest is that if you have a tight-knit group of followers that wouldn't mind that might feel a little intrusive to some, especially with super tight schedules. As business owners, we're always kind of running hard, running fast. So test the waters out, ask for feedback on that, because if it's being warmly received, then well done. But if it's being offensive to some because it's interruptive, then just might be mindful of that as part of your strategy. So the goal here is to show generosity when they're ready to receive the generosity. So just, you know, kind of, I'm just bringing that up because I know that.
No, absolutely. And that is a great point. And, you know, I forgot to say, what we do is we post a message, right? At this time, there's going to be someone, you know, you're going to get a call. And this is what we're going to be talking about. This is what we're going to be discussing, you know, pick up the phone if you want to, when we call you. So, you know, you set it up and you can do that on that same day, right? So the immediacy of it, the you don't need a lot of plan behind it. And absolutely, it's got to be a tight group where people kind of know one another. They might want to invite other people, that we've had that happen. It's like, hey, I can invite my friend. Yeah, sure, invite your friend. So absolutely, you cannot do it in a bigger platform, with bigger group. And you have to absolutely give notice that that's what you're going to be doing. 100%. Thank you for that reminder, Michelle.
You betcha. So that's the tech with heart part. I always talk about how important it is to use technology in your business, but it's how you use that technology that's going to drive your business growth, because there's a lot of automations out there. There's a lot of artificial intelligence out there, but we have to use it in a way that feels warm, and it's going to drive connection between humans rather than being offensive or intrusive. So that I'm glad that we had that conversation. Thank you for sharing. And I want to thank all of my panelists today. This was completely on the fly. We host a monthly Empower meetup as part of the Tech with Heart Network initiative to promote business growth while also incorporating technologies in their business strategy. So thank you for all you panelists. Give yourself a little pat on the back. Congratulations for saying yes. You are very generous with yourself and your time today. And I just want to talk to those who are listening right now, that if you are a small business owner and you would like to grow alongside really awesome, heart-centered, innovative, out-of-the-box thinkers and entrepreneurs, like the ones that are, you just heard from today, please go to techwithheartnetwork.com and check us out. We're a nonprofit organization focused on helping support and provide a safe, nurturing, and learning environment for entrepreneurs, especially when it comes to technologies and strategies. And if you are an expert and you would like to show up and perhaps even present to our entrepreneurial audience, please, again, just go to techwithheartnetwork.com. And reach out to us. Let us know who you are and what you would like to contribute and where your area of expertise is. We need experts like you. So thank you so much for tuning in. And here is to your success.